World Renewal, a program in the series Ways of Mankind, presented under the supervision of Walter Goldschmidt, anthropologist at the University of California, Los Angeles, by the National Association of Educational Broadcasters. A series designed to show dramatically how human beings live together in different times and places. World Renewal is the last of four programs prepared to offer you the experience of living as Yurok Indians lived within their Stone Age culture. Dr. Goldschmidt.
The Yurok Indians of Northern California sought their livelihood from forests and streams without benefit of farming or herding. A rich environment made possible a rich life in the small towns along the banks of the Klamath River. Yurok people worked hard because they thought idleness to be evil and because they wanted to be rich. Those who had wealth were important. They owned fishing and hunting places and also the sacred goods for religious ceremonies. Rich men led the dances. The Yurok were a proud people. Pride can lead to suspicion and this to quarrel. The Yurok took no insult lightly, nor could they always live up to the strict rules of their culture. Sins were committed. The Yurok believed that sins form a cloud of pestilence, and that they must perform the world renewal ceremony to drive back this miasma of sin. All was tense during these ceremonies, tense in the remembrance of the hatreds and sins that made the ceremony necessary, tense in the rivalry that existed in the display of wealth by the rich, tense in the fear that some fresh outbreak might prevent the purpose of the dance. And who among us can say they were wrong? Preserving the ritual meant successful cooperation in the resolution of the conflict. This may indeed be a world renewal.
I am Opakumu, creator of the world, god of the Yurok people. The land beyond the sky is my home, the land where the great thunder begins. I walk among my people. Though they cannot see me, I know their every move. I hear each word they speak, the shout that rises when salmon enter the fish trap, and the whisper of a man to his wife. It is I who favor the hunter with luck. I answer the cries of my people for money and warn them when evil approaches. But there is one task they must perform themselves. When the sins they have committed form clouds of pestilence that threaten to cover the earth, and the world is bowed down, I can watch and hope that everything goes well. But only my people can renew the world. It is evening. I stand at the top of the cliff overlooking the sacred grove of Wotek. Tomorrow, my people gather for the white deerskin dance. Only when they dance for 10 days, and only if they do the right things and do not let the evil spirits confuse them, only then will the world be made new again. It is quiet now. In the grove, the young priest and his girl helper make the ground holy.
With this hazel branch, I sweep away all sin from the world.
Sweep away all sin from the world.
Now I trample the earth to make the world lie well.
Make the world lie well.
I rub my shoulder against an oak tree. So may all sickness be rubbed off the people.
So may all sickness be rubbed off the people.
I place the sweet angelical root on the fire to purify.
To purify. To purify. To purify.
I, Robert Rumble, wait for the arrival of my people. I know the sins they come to dance away. Some of my people have eaten deer meat and salmon at the same meal. A father and son have allowed bitterness and hatred to drive them into separate houses. Men have slept in the family houses with their women instead of in their sweat houses. Women who have not lived alone the full 50 days after their children are born. People have mentioned the name of the dead before the year of mourning is past. A man jumped into an open grave and stole dentalium shells. These are grievous sins. They hover over the earth and threaten to destroy it.
There's nothing the matter with a priest, Esther. Young boy like that? How can you remember all the things a priest is supposed to?
He was with his brother all the time the old man was alive. I'm sure he knows all he has to.
Sakona, I wish the old man was still alive. He was a good priest.
This boy...
Now, Esther.
It's not going to be a good dance.
I can feel it. Why, I wouldn't be surprised if that boy had drunk water today.
Oh, he knows better than that.
If he's drunk water, the whole dance is bad. We might as well go home before it starts.
Esther, I'm sure the priest hasn't drunk water.
And everything's going to be just the way it should.
Well, maybe so.
But I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Chulak, where are you, Chulak?
Right here, Grandfather.
Oh, well, take my arm, boy. I don't see so well anymore, you know. Lead me to a place where I can sit down.
We can sit here, Grandfather.
Oh. It's good to get off my feet. But I like to be near the dancers when they start. Are we close enough, Chulak?
I think so. We're near the fire. And you told me to dance in front of it.
Oh, yes. Are you excited, boy? I remember the first dance I went to, I was excited.
Why is everybody keeping away from that space back of the fire, Grandfather?
Nobody sits there. It's not allowed. That's where Wopakumu comes and watches. He ordered us to have these dances, and we've always done it. A long time ago, that was. Back in what they call the Wogi days.
Was that when you were young?
Long before that, boy. Wopakumu saw a big cloud coming, all filled with sin and sickness. And he made the Wogi people dance till the cloud was gone. It took 10 days.
Did they have food at the dances then? Like my mother and Esther are cooking over there?
Better, boy, and more of it. They had acorns and salmon in baskets big as our sweat house at home.
As big as that?
Yes. Look sharp, boy. Are the dancers coming yet?
No, Grandfather. They're back by those trees.
Still at the dressing place, eh? Can you see how many white deerskins there are?
Five. They're holding them up on poles.
Five. Hey, that's good. It means a rich man's outfitting this first dance. Yes, a very rich man.
Be careful there, Arslak. Tell your dancers not to let those deerskins touch the ground.
They'll take care of your things, Rogai.
Better tell them all the same.
Don't let the deerskins touch the ground, men. You should be a happy man, Rogak, lending such fine things for this dance. And all the food you've given as well.
My best salmon and acorns as big as your finger.
Well, then you should really be happy. Everybody here will see what a rich man you are.
Yes, my house is rich. I only wish I could enjoy it.
Why can't you?
It's my son, Shregan. After he married, he wouldn't live with me anymore. Went across the river and built his own house.
I heard about that. Something about the marriage price he paid for his wife, wasn't
just
it?
Just a little misunderstanding. Maybe if it could happen all again,
Excuse me, Roland. I see the priest giving us the signal. We'll have to start dancing soon. We're about ready, men. Now be sure you circle the fire just the way you're supposed to. And nobody make a wrong step.
Here's my friend Navo, Grandfather. He's going to sit with us.
Navo? Come closer, boy. Let me see you. Where are you from?
The house of Oslock. I live in your town.
Oslock? Oh, of course. Your father and my son Nomig hunt together.
My father's leading the first dance.
Is that so?
Yes. Tulik here says you've told him all about how the dances were in the old days. Would you tell me, too?
Well, would you like to hear how all the salmon and deer were once locked up by evil spirits?
Oh, yes.
And how Wopakumu set them free so we'd have food.
Grandfather, they're coming. The dancers are coming. And the priest is going over to the fire.
Be quiet, boy, quiet. Don't talk when the dance is about to begin.
Silence. Be quiet, all of you. We've come here to dance and drive away sin from the world. To make the world new again, a fit place to live in. Now you people know how heavy the cloud of sin hangs over the earth. And if we don't dance it away, bad things are going to happen. Remember the rules. Live by them. Nothing can interfere with our ceremony. Remember not to step behind the dancers. Wopakumu is there watching the dance. He wants to see the Yurok people acting right. He wants to see us get rid of evil thoughts and angry feelings. Rogat is putting on this dance. He has furnished the 5 white deer skins and the food we will eat. Later on, other men will lend part of their wealth for other dances and supply the food. This is our Yurok way. Now let us begin to destroy sin. Let us purify and renew the world. Let the singer begin. Let the paddle strike the board. Let the first dance begin.
I, Wapakumu, am watching with pleasure as my people dance away sin. Now, on the evening of the 5th day, it is time for the new fire ceremony. The priest has gone down to the river to light the new fire, which will keep all fires pure until the next dance ceremony. Only the priest and his helper can look at this fire. If another person looks on it, he will die. The people wait in the grove, talking quietly together. But the heart of one woman is disturbed.
Manik.
What's the matter?
Your father Manik. Have you seen him?
Wasn't he sitting over by...
He's out there now. I can't find him.
Sikorna, there's nothing to get excited about. He's probably around talking to somebody.
You know, I've looked. You know how old he is. He forgets things. If he goes down to the river with a priest,
I'll go after him.
Be careful.
Father, stop.
Hmm? Who's that? Oh, it's you, Nomi. I was...
Father, do you know where you were heading?
Yeah, down to the river.
Have you forgotten about the priest and the new fire?
New fire? Yes, I guess I did forget.
Come on, Father. Let's go back.
Thanks for coming after me, son. Bad as my eyes are, if I'd looked at the fire, I'd die. I'm not ready to die yet.
I, Wapakumu, am overjoyed that a man, Nomi, was concerned about his father and kept him from seeing the new fire. It is good that a man should respect and love his father. But now I see danger threatening the ceremony. I see a woman coming up from the river. An evil spirit stirs inside her. And I know that the moment she speaks, the breath of trouble will move among my people.
You know what I saw? When I was down at the river this afternoon, I saw a wild tobacco plant. It was only as high as my knee. And just now, I saw it again. The same plant. Higher than my head and leaning into the river. Oh, that's a bad sign. Wild tobacco's poison. When it grows so fast, it can only bring evil. This dance is no good. I thought so from the beginning. That young priest. This dance is no good.
Do you know what Esper saw? A wild tobacco plant reaching into the river and strangling a salmon. And Quarrow the priest was watching and didn't even raise a hand. This dance is a bad sign on it.
Somebody saw the priest drinking water this afternoon.
And from the river, too. Nobody's ever supposed to drink from the river.
The priest isn't supposed to drink water at all. You'll bring trouble on all of us.
Dance is bad.
Better if we go home now, all of us.
Wait. I'm an old man, and I want a good dance as much as the rest of you. If the priest drank water, we'll all leave. But we've got to find out if he really did. Let's go and ask him.
You don't have to go anywhere, Meleg. I'm here.
Did you drink water this afternoon, Quarrow?
I've had nothing since the dance began but thin acorn soup.
We heard you drank water from the river.
Yes, I'm sure you did. This is the kind of rumor that sweeps our dance ceremony, the kind of lie that can only end with evil. This is the foul water dripping from the cloud of sin that covers our people. Do you want the face of Wapakumu to furrow with sadness? Do you want the deer and salmon to hear of our folly and desert us forever so our people starve? I did not drink water.
Quarrow's word is good enough for me. Now, no more talk about leaving the dance. Everybody go get some sleep. Back to your camp, everybody.
Quarrow.
Who's that?
It's me, Nomik. Were you asleep?
No. I was thinking
about what those people said tonight. Don't let it bother you.
It's not good, Nomik. When people accuse the priest of not being pure, it's a bad sign for the ceremony. What did you want?
It's about the dance tomorrow. Ningpyr was supposed to lend a pair of obsidian blades.
Yes?
Well, in all the excitement tonight, he took his family and went home.
Oh, you see, it's a bad sign. People are already leaving the dance. We never finished the 10 days.
Ningpyr's the only one who left. He's a rich man, but he only thinks of himself. The thing we have to do is get a pair of obsidian blades before tomorrow.
How? The night's half over.
There's one man who could contribute.
Rogak?
Mm-hmm. He's given a lot already, but maybe if you talk to him.
It's worth a try. I'll go to his camp.
Waller here has something to ask you.
Rogak, we need 2 obsidian blades for the dance tomorrow.
What about Nainpyr? Isn't he giving them?
There's been a little mix-up.
You mean he went home. That's what happened, isn't it?
Well, yes.
We know you have 2 fine red obsidian blades that you inherited from your grandfather, and we thought you
Why
might...
Why should I outfit another man's dance? I worked hard for the wealth I have, denied myself. I'm using my wealth to outfit my own set of dancers, giving plenty of food, too.
We know that, but we can't have the dance tomorrow without obsidian blades. And if the ceremony doesn't finish...
How about it, Rogak?
Well...
People all up and down the river will hear of your generosity. They'll speak about you for many dancers to
Suppose
come.
Suppose I do lend my blades. They're in my town. That's a long way upstream. I'm an old man. I couldn't possibly go get them and be back in time for the dance in the morning.
No mate here isn't old. He could go get them.
Not of the question. The blades are hidden. I couldn't let anyone know where the hiding place is.
Not even your son?
Traitor. We haven't spoken to each other since he got married.
You could speak to him now.
I can't go to him. But anyhow, I don't think it would work.
You understand, Rogak, how important this is. Why don't you try?
All right. I'll try. Mm-hmm. Shrega, wake up.
Who? Oh, it's you, Father. What do you want?
I have a favor to ask, sir.
Your memory's short. The last time I asked you for something, you turned me down.
Shrega,
you wouldn't help me buy my wife. I had to get the money for Nanawa myself. Well, whatever you want now, you can do yourself.
It's not only for me. It's for the dance.
What about the dance?
They need my red obsidian blades by tomorrow morning. Will you go to our town and get them?
How would I know where they are? They're hidden, aren't they?
Yes. Between the 2 spirit rocks downstream from this red house, in a hollow of the large rock covered with moss.
You trust me enough to tell me where they are?
No, my son. Would you go?
How can I refuse now?
Shrega, it's not good for a father and son to be apart. Won't you and Ninawa come back to my house to live?
No, Father, I can't do that. But maybe now we'll come visit you once in a while. Well, I'd better start if I want to be back by morning.
It is good when the hatred and hardness between a father and son begins to soften, like the deer skin under the tanning stone becomes buckskin. I, Wapikumu, try to teach my people to turn their minds from hate and greed. I want them to live by the rules, to show each other the proper respect. When they turn from the wrong way of doing things, this is good. It is morning now. And Shragon has brought his father's obsidian blades to the dance grounds. The ceremony will continue. Yet, although it is quiet, the evil spirits do not sleep.
Come on, Sequona. Let's play the animal game again.
I wonder where Tulik is. I haven't seen him around for quite a while.
He's with Mabel. They're around somewhere.
Come on. I'll take the first turn.
I don't know.
Maybe I should go look.
Come on. Close your eyes while I make a print in the sand.
All right. Which animal's foot is this?
A rabbit.
Mm-hmm. And how did I make it?
Let's see. With your thumb and first 2 fingers this way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now I'll close this up.
Mother!
It's Judith. What's he crying about now?
Mother, Mabel, hit me!
Don't be silly. Mabel wouldn't do anything like that.
Why did he hit you? I found a good luck stone. He took it away.
That's nonsense. Are you sure you found it, Judy?
I saw it by a tree. Mabel picked it up, and when I asked for it, he hit me. And he called you Father Coyote.
You what?
Now, you just wait, young man.
I'm not going to have you lying about my son.
Be quiet, Esther.
So, he said we were coyotes.
He said you were a pair of coyotes and his father was richer than mine.
You'll have to apologize, Esther. To me and Nomi.
He will not.
I'm sure Mabel didn't say any such thing.
Your son's a liar.
It's easy to see where your son gets his manners, calling people names. Are you going to make him apologize?
Of course not.
We'll see what my husband Nomi has to say about that. Your boy's got to be taught a lesson.
If there's any teaching to be done, it won't be your husband who'll do it.
I've come about your son, Outlook. What about him?
If Mabel were older, you'd have to pay me for what he said. Since he's just a boy, all I want is an apology to me and my wife.
For what?
For calling us names.
And who says he did that?
Chulik.
Maybe your son's a liar, Nomig.
You?
Even if he called you coyotes, maybe he was right.
Why, you...
I'll fix you and your lying son both.
Not today, you won't.
Why, you cut me. You cut my face.
And I'll do it again, you...
Stop this.
Stop it right now.
Keep out of this quarrel. No, Mig, you'll pay me a lot of money for cutting me like this.
I'm not paying you anything.
Then I'll get my relatives together. We'll kill every man in your family.
Stop
we'll...
them, both of you.
Do you want sin to overwhelm the dance ceremony? You know the law, Quallo. No, Mig, cut me with a knife.
And you insulted me.
You'll have to pay.
Now, just hold on. I know the law.
You're hurt, Oslock. No, Mig will have to pay for that. And if you insulted him, you'll have to pay, too. But that's something an arbitrator will have to decide.
I'd like to decide it right now.
Not while the dance is going on. When it's over, you can pick an arbitrator and settle the whole thing. I want a promise from both of you that you'll wait. Oslock?
All right.
Nomig?
I'll wait. But just till the dance is over.
That's all I ask. It'll only be two more days.
I, Wapakumu, feel a great sadness for my people. A dark threat gathers above the sacred dance ceremony. The threat of violence that could soil the purity of the white deerskin. Until a quarrel is settled, it can flare up again. It could make my people leave the dances unfinished. And the man, Aslok, is not satisfied. The evil spirits have set the lines of his face with stones. He walks through the shadows of the evening to gather his relatives around him.
There's something we have to do.
Yes, what is it?
And it has to be done before morning. Gather your dance things. White deerskins, obsidian blades, headbands, everything.
I thought you weren't going to outfit any dancers this year, Osok.
I've changed my mind. I'm outfitting the dance tomorrow morning.
But Nomig's outfitting that one. It's already been agreed to.
Agreements can be changed, can't they? After all, it's known in our town that I'm richer than Nomig.
That's true.
So, if I want to outfit this dance, Nomig will have to give in.
I don't know. After that fight you two had today, Nomig won't be anxious to let you take over.
He'll let me.
Well, if it's what you want, we'll help you.
Good morning, Nomig.
Morning.
I see you brought some dance regalia here.
Why shouldn't I? I'm outfitting this dance.
I think you're mistaken about that.
What?
I've decided it'll make a better showing for our town if I outfit this dance.
You can't do it.
And why not? I'm richer than you. Our tradition says that gives me the right if I want it.
Why didn't you decide this before?
Well, I don't think that's any of your business.
Now, look.
Careful. Careful, Nomig. We can't fight. Remember the promise we made to Qualo. The dance must be completed, you know.
Where's your dance regalia?
My uncle has it over by those trees. Everything that's needed.
I'm not going to let you get away with it.
What's going on here? You two fighting again? Not at all, Qualo. I was just telling Nomig that I'm going to outfit this dance.
What? You're not going to let him, are you?
Well, I... Come now, Qualo. You know the law. If a richer man
yes,
wants...
Yes, yes, I know all about that. You're richer than Nomig, and that gives you the right to lend your things to this dance. But you waited till pretty late to decide, didn't you, Oslock?
I began thinking that all my beautiful things should be seen. I couldn't resist showing them to our people.
Well, Nomig,
I guess there's no way around it. Better gather up your dance ring.
But people won't know about this. They'll laugh at me behind my back and they'll...
You heard what the priest said. Take them away.
You won't get away with this. I'll speak to my relatives. We'll be waiting for you, Arslak.
Don't forget, I have relatives, too.
Then we'll see who the bravest fighters are.
Remember, Nomig, the quarrel waits till the 10 days are up.
It's going to be settled now.
Wait. Arslak, you know it's a big honor to outfit the last dance on the last day. So? How would you like to do it?
Don't be foolish. Everybody knows Oteg is outfitting the last dance.
He's a relative of mine. If I explain things to him, I think he'll give up the honor. How does it?
This is the dance I want to outfit.
All right. But I'll still speak to Oteg. Maybe Nomig will like to...
Never mind. I changed my mind again. I'll outfit the last dance. I'll outfit the last dance. The last dance is about to begin. Remember, Wopakumu has shown us the trails we must follow during the 10 days of the ceremony. We must also follow the paths of good behavior. Remember, we put bad thoughts out of our mind. We do not let quarrels stand in the way of the dance. Remember, rich men furnish the salmon and acorns we eat, and the sacred things our dancers must have. Be like our rich men. Follow the rules. Work hard. Do not be soft. Remember, everybody helps at the dance. All Yurok people should work together. This is why we give the deerskin dance, to drive evil thoughts and bad ways out of the world. Let the singers begin. Let the paddle strike the board. Let the dance begin.
In the series Ways of Mankind, presented under the supervision of Dr. Walter Goldschmidt, Associate Professor of Anthropology and Sociology of the University of California, Los Angeles, you have heard World Renewal, the fourth of a set of programs designed to offer you the experience of living as Yurok Indians lived within their Stone Age culture. The consultant was Dr. Alfred Kroeber, Professor Emeritus of Anthropology of the University of California. The script was by Charles Israel and was produced by Andrew Allen in the studios of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Toronto. These programs are presented by the National Association of Educational Broadcasters and are made possible under a grant from the Fund for Adult Education, an independent organization established by the Ford Foundation.